Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Good afternoon. I'm your Alaska Live host. I'm Lori Neufeld, and quite a treat for you today. It's the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival Opera Workshop and Opera Theater folks here at the KUAC studios. And Jeanelle Soler has, she's the ringleader of this whole thing here. And so nice to have you here.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
Great.
Lovely. So right here in the studio, we are from the Fairbanks Summer Opera. That didn't really make a lot of sense, did it? Let's try the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival Opera Workshop class. And in the studio with us today are Jade Jun, singer from Fairbanks, Casey Winkleman, another singer from Fairbanks, Eric Macias from Texas, El Paso, Texas, Devin Gerstenfield from Fairbanks, Kathy Taylor Yokel, who is from Fairbanks, lots of locals, which is a very good thing. And then we have Jerron Darden, who is from Maryland. Yay. And to my right, left, although nobody can see that, but I have Lenita Crawford here, who is our stage director from Maryland as well. And we are fortunate to have Dana Scott from the East Coast as well. And she is our coach slash pianist slash chorus master slash everything. We have her one of three coaches. The other two coaches that we have, Lorna Etter and Robert Mills. And Lorna is here from Fairbanks with us, and Robert is from Arizona. Great. Behind me, I have Chris Meerdink, who works in Texas at West Texas A&M University, but is here with us. Large faculty, large discipline, high art.
And for those of you out in Radio Land, really, they have all fit in here in the KUAC studios, along with a piano, too. So stay tuned. There is going to be a lot of opera and discussion about opera and the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival. So what are we hearing first?
So we are going to hear a scene from The Gondoliers. And the singers that are here for to sing this particular scene is Casey, Eric, Kathy, and Devin.
Great.
Without further ado.
In a contemplative fashion and a tranquil frame of mind, free from every kind of passion, some solution let us find. Let us grasp the situation, solve a complicated plot. Quiet, calm deliberation disentangles every knot.
I know Giuseppe wedded, though of course a slice of luck. He is rather dunderheaded, still distinctly he's a duck.
To Janetta I was mated, I can prove it in a size. Though her charms are overrated, still I own she's rather nice.
I to Tessa willy-nilly, all at once a victim fell. She is what is called a silly, still she answers pretty well. She's a silly, still she answers pretty well.
Now when we were pretty babies, someone married us, that's clear.
That young lady married to receiver can't refuse.
Quiet, calm deliberation
disentangles every knot.
Oh, I loved it. That's a lot of words all in one piece there. Who can tell me who was going on, what was going on in that scene? Somebody
we
wants
have a stage
to.
Okay, director.
I'll tell you. It's too convoluted to tell you.
Lanita.
Yeah, exactly what happened. But basically, we have two couples here, and they were wedded as babies, but in the end, one of them was supposed to be king, and then they found out that maybe they weren't really married, and these women thought they were marrying somebody who was going to be king. And right at this moment, they're all completely discombobulated. Their heads are going crazy. And they say, well, if I just sit here quietly in a contemplative fashion, everything will be clear. And then one of them goes off and goes crazy, and then they pull themselves back in, and then the other crows crazy, and they pull themselves back in.
Lanita, it sounds a bit like one of those Shakespearean comedies.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Gilbert and Sullivan can do that.
Right. It's a Gilbert and Sullivan, of course. Yeah. And how was this piece chosen for the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival session?
Well, first we hear all the voices, and everybody that wants to do a solo, they audition for us, and then six of us get together and think about things that we think will fit their voices. We come with some idea, maybe, but of group numbers and solos and stuff, and then we just choose what is going to fit their voice as well and that we could actually stage in this amount of time.
That's a great...
We won't do all of Tosca.
Oh, dang it. But you're doing pieces from Tosca.
No.
Not
in this
house
like we are.
Yeah. Lunch. We'll put it together tomorrow.
Since I didn't get a list, I'm going to make a list for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, well, singers, that was just fabulous to start out Alaska Live. And you are listening to Alaska Live here on KUAC. And we're here with the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival Opera Session. And... What's next, Jonelle?
Well, we have a scene from La Pericole, Act 3, Scene 1. La Pericole and Picchio try to convince the jolly jailer to release them from the prison cell. Unfortunately, the jolly jailer is actually Don Andres in disguise. After this trio, Don Andres summons the guards and has the levers changed on the dungeon wall.
I hope my whiskers don't confuse, I wear them not to terrify, but principally to amuse, and ting, 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 I am forever jingling, and ting, 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 I am forever jingling, and ting, 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 I am forever jingling, and ting, 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 I am forever jingling. Though I'm gruff, though I'm grim, my lodgers find me tender-hearted. I cater to their every whim, and weep profusely when we're parted. Jingle my keys,
jingle your keys,
jingle my keys,
jingle your keys.
Ah, and ting, 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 I am forever jingling. And ting, 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 I am forever jingling.
Whiskers dignify the cells.
So long, so fool.
No common thing.
Find his forever
his jingling.
He is sweet, he won't resist my plea. A little jailer, speak with me. Jingle, jingle, jingle. Jingle, 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 jingle.
Jingle, 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 jingle. Jingle, 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 jingle. I'm jingling, I'm jingling, no ting 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 ting, I'm jingling.
Oh, so delightful. Can we hear from the jailer real quick with the keys? Okay. That was very fun, and I don't think this is the first time you've ever sang opera before.
Thank you.
You're wonderful.
I've been studying now probably for about 3 years now. Like I said, I live in Maryland. I go to Towson University.
And introduce yourself again.
Jerron Darden.
Jerron, so nice to have you here at KUAC.
Thank you.
And in Alaska for the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival.
Yes, first time in Alaska.
First time. And you are a participant or you're one of the guest artists?
I'm a participant, yes.
Wow. I would have mistaken your talents for being invited here as
a guest artist.
So
it's all these wonderful teachers and coaches and accompanists and just
we trained them to say that, too.
And Jerron, you're from Maryland and you're going to school there?
Yes, I'm finishing my undergrad in music education, vocal concentration.
So you're going to teach kids someday how to sing wonderfully.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And I'll use this little trio here.
Yes. What excites you most about music education?
I like to teach. I like the connection of teaching. I give piano lessons. I like to know the accomplishment that I make in somebody else's life. And I always tell people, you know, I never look for perfection. I look for progression. And music is just such a renowned thing. It keeps us going. So
that's wonderful. I like that motto, you know, not looking for perfection, but progression. You know, you want to see from week to week when you've seen these people. Have you practiced, you know?
Yeah.
Are you excited about practicing? Are you excited about progressing? And I guess that's what it takes is somebody to have that energy.
It does. It takes a lot of energy.
Yeah.
A lot of energy.
Yeah. Well, thanks. That song was really fun. What was that from?
Thank you. From La Pericole.
La Pericole. Sometimes people think of opera as so serious and... you know, and it's kind of hard to grasp, but there was nothing hard to grasp about that one.
No, I tell people opera has so many different emotions and so many different feelings in it, and it's just different from each. And it's our responsibility as the singers and as the pianist as well, mm-hmm. the instrumentalist, to just emote those emotions to everybody. So it is, I think it's amazing. Opera has no limits.
Yeah. And your accompanist made it so bouncy, too. I mean, shout out to you over there.
Shout out.
Yes.
Because you're all the way across the room and you don't have a microphone in front of you.
Shout out to Dana Scott on the piano.
There we go. Yeah, thanks, Dana. That was really wonderful. I know that you probably have to put all these things together very quickly. And so, yeah, come up to the mic, please.
Hi.
Hi, Dana Scott. Welcome to the,
You're good.
Well, welcome to the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival, and you're one of the guest artists here.
Yes.
And you have to put together these things so quickly because, like Lenita was saying, you know, you don't have all these things totally set in stone before you find the singers.
Right. And that's the challenge. We do have an idea of things that we could do because we have an age idea in mind for what's age appropriate for their abilities.
Yeah.
But we have to sit and listen to them and go, oh, maybe this will fit. Maybe this won't. And then we take that wonderful gamble and watch them make the magic happen.
That was magical, these last two songs, I have to say. And you're very much a part of that magic.
Well, thank you.
Giving the emotion to and, you know, deciding how fast or how slow they can take it today.
This is true. But they give me a lot of feedback, too. It's not just one on one. I don't make all the decisions. And that's what collaborative art is.
Uh-huh.
So that's the best part because I get to collaborate with them. They give me feedback and tell me, hey, lady, sometimes that's just too fast. And I get to pull it back. And that's really what making music is about, the team.
Yeah. Well, thanks. And thank you for coming in and, you know, sitting right down at a piano that you might not have sat at before and just taking it away. So that's pretty cool.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
I think the funniest part about this is watching these guys take selfies
of themselves.
I kind of
wanted to snap a picture of them taking a selfie.
Yeah, it's actually kind of funny. Hello, public domain and social media. I can't wait to see this on Facebook later. Yay.
Yeah, the things that we're giving people a good imagination of what's going on. You know, it's young people here at the studio. They're excited about opera. They're excited about being on KUAC and the radio and Alaska Live. And so they're documenting it for they're probably uploading it right now.
Yes, I know. Yes, as I'm speaking. Yes. Isn't that great? Oh, well, we have another scene for you.
Great.
If you are wanting to hear it.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
So we have, we're going to stay on the whole comical theme here and go into the magic flute, Die Zauberflöte. This is the Act One Quintet. Tamino and the birdcatcher Papageno are charged with finding the Queen of the Night's daughter, Pamina. Tamino has fallen in love with Pamina immediately upon seeing a picture of her, and so he is easily convinced to save her. The three ladies agree to remove the padlock they placed on Papageno's mouth on the condition that he never lies again. Then they offer a magic flute to Tamino and magic bells to Papageno to aid them on their journey. And this opera is by Mozart.
Yes.
Der arme Karl vom Strafe sagen, dass seine Sprache ist dahin. Ich kann nicht tun, soll dich beklagen, weil ich zu schwach zu helfen bin. Ich kann nicht tun, all dich beklagen, weil ich zu schwach zu helfen bin. Weil ich zu schwach zu helfen bin.
Yeah.
Well, so once you got the padlock unlocked, the mumbling ceased, and you guys were off and running with your songs. Can one of you come speak about that a bit now that you had the curse lifted? Was it a curse that was...
Well, more of a padlock that got ripped out of my mouth.
Gotcha. Then... there were so many words that were a part of that, and you did have sheet music, but that takes a lot of practice to be able to fit all those words, especially in German.
Oh, yeah. I suppose the best comparison you can make is, well, imagine you go to the Lego store, you buy a $600 Lego set, and you just dump all the pieces on the ground. You're like, oh my God, this is so complicated. How am I ever going to be able to do this? It's the same when you look at music like this. You're seeing all this German. Oh my God, I don't know this German. I don't know how to speak German. What do I do?
You sort it. But
you sort it. You learn it. And then 2 weeks later, you can do it perfectly.
It's amazing. And who am I speaking with?
I'm Devin Gerstenfield.
Devin, and are you from Fairbanks?
Yes, I am.
And what makes you want to spend 2 weeks out of your summer with the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival Opera Camp? Jeanelle is pointing at herself, but...
Well, I love singing. I've always loved to sing.
Yeah. And so it's a passion of yours, and so, of course, you'd be a part of this.
Oh, yes. It's well worth the $300.
That's great. And you will be performing on stage on Saturday at 1 o'clock at Davis Concert Hall, right? This is what this is all culminating.
Oh, yes.
Ah, so fun. Will you be performing that song?
Oh, yes.
That's great. Well, thank you so much. Yeah. Sure. Hey,
thanks. Okay. Devin is so funny.
Devin, you're great.
We paid him to do that. Right. Just to talk a little bit about Saturday. So tomorrow, basically what our program is we rehearse about from approximately 9:30 till 4 every day. And all of that to work on these scenes and big chorus numbers. And there's about 26 people in the program right now. So you will see all of them on stage tomorrow on Saturday at 1 o'clock p.m. in the Davis Concert Hall.
So cool.
Yes.
And is it a bit staged and there's a few costumes involved?
Yes, ma'am. Teresa Reed has been working so hard and so diligently on making everybody look fantastic on stage. And it's always a success when she's in charge of that. So everybody will be on stage. Lenita has been working really hard on staging everybody and blocking them and telling them where to go and what to do. And so we combine all of that. I wish people could, I've been practicing this, but it's so many things and so many different facets to do at the same time. So they spend the first week and about a week and a couple days just learning their music, and then we throw them on stage and make their life even more complicated and make them move around on stage while singing and while looking pretty.
Well, I think that that's a great point. That is a huge part of what it takes to be a part of an opera. Mm-hmm. It's being at the right spot at the right time, singing the right note with the accompaniment. It's just a full range of balls in the air going on action.
And the crazy thing about it is they are all going to get up tomorrow and make it look so easy. That's but it was not. And they've worked very, very hard. They really have. So I hope for those listening, they are able to come out and attest for the hard work that's been done by these guys.
And that's at 1 o'clock at Davis tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
And you'll be performing all of these numbers plus a bunch more.
Yeah. And about maybe four times the people. So it'll be great.
And staged and costumes and the whole nine yards.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
So if you don't mind, I'm going to turn this mic over to Dr. Meerdink, and he's going to speak a little bit.
Please, Dr. Meerdink.
Hi. Please, I'm Chris on the radio. I'm just Dr. Meerdink at West Texas A&M University.
Well, Chris, from the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival, what has it been like to work with this group of musicians?
It's been terrific to work with all of them. My colleagues are highly qualified, beautiful, beautifully trained, and just consummate artists. And so it's been a pleasure to work with them, and it's been even greater pleasure to work with these young people in this opera program. I've enjoyed, this is my second festival here.
Oh, great.
Working with the opera program, and I enjoyed last year a lot too. This cast is a little bit younger and just really hungry for it. And so they do what we tell them, you know, and they improve, and it's just such a pleasure to watch them go through that change
for these
2 weeks.
Really talked about too much about the ages of your participants. It's anywhere from high school to undergraduate and then even
and community
members.
Yeah, it's really, I think, if without divulging precise ages
sure.
and identities, I think we have a 14-year-old maybe in the chorus, and I think that we have an 80-something-year-old or a 70-something-year-old in the chorus as well.
Multi-generational.
So, absolutely. This is open to anyone. We want everyone in the community to come do this.
And I think that it gives you a greater appreciation for opera if you have a passion for it, and then you go and learn some of it too, and that light just becomes a little brighter.
Yes. You know, I'm going to get all, you know, academic here for a second.
Great.
You know, opera comes from a Latin word opus, which means great work, and doesn't mean great as in, hey, good job. It means great as in enormous, and that's because our art form is a grouping of almost every other art form. And there's definitely singing, but then there's definitely action on stage and dance on stage. And you have to build sets and paint them, and there are painted backdrops usually. There's lighting design, you know, and stage direction. It just, and costumes. Oh my goodness, I can't forget costumes, which is its own art form. You know, and so all of that coming in to focus, and particularly in such a short amount of time, is really quite a feat. And, you know, those of us who've been around have done it. And, you know, I probably am not speaking out of turn here when I say, I think we always wonder if it's truly going to happen this time.
Right.
And then we get to that point and we realize, yeah, of course it's going to happen this time. And so with this group, it was, I would say I decided early on, it's more about the journey, it's more about the process than the performance. But I have to also say, the performance is going to be fabulous.
That's what you're working up to, and that's tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Davis. It's all of these pieces with all the folks that are here today at Alaska Live and way more. Well, thank you so much, Chris, and welcome back to the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival.
Thank
you. It's great to have you here.
I think I'm being cued to actually sing the next segment.
Ah.
So this is, it's on the, there you go. So this is an example of how we sometimes do things. I've just handed the accompaniment music to my collaborator at the piano. Dana is going to play
this
brilliantly.
Dana's amazing.
And may I move over to the other mic to step
into my
security blanket. I just performed this aria about an hour ago upstairs at the Lunch Bites concert. This is one of those serious moments that you're referring to in opera. This is from Tosca. The aria is E lucevan le stelle. And in this aria, Mario Cavaradossi has been sentenced to death by firing squad. And he is sitting in his cell recalling the last moment that he got to see his love, Floria Tosca. And he recalls that the stars were shining and The ground was fragrant and the gate creaked, and then she stepped on the sand and there she was, and there were sweet kisses and tender caresses, but gone is his love now, and he has never loved life more than he has now.
Le stelle e roleggiava la terra, stride all'uscio dell'orto, e un passo sfiorava l'arena, entrava e la fragrante. Fra le braccia, o dolci baci, o languide carezze, mentre io fremente le belle forme discio. Sempre il sogno mio d'amore, l'ora è fuggita e muoio disperato, e muoio disperato. Vita, tanto la vita.
I like how Dana Scott provided a bit of the soundtrack for your narration, too, there. That was
really, really cool. Terrific.
That was brilliant. And just illustrates how music can set the scene and emotion, and then you launch into this just gorgeous, heart-wrenching piece yet, too. Oh, it's just... opera has an effect on people... That's one of the reasons why to go see it live, too.
Yeah, it really is. I think that the best a recording can do for you is remind you of how it was when you saw it or inspire you to do it yourself. But there's always something missing.
Yeah. You know? And I think that that is one of the things I've found, that I got a better appreciation for opera when I started to go experience some of these live. And then we went to visit New York City. I was like, we got to get tickets to the Met.
Yeah.
And, yes. You know, Don Giovanni happened to be on. And so it was one that I had already seen. And I told my husband, you know, we should go see this. And, oh, we loved it. We just loved it.
Yes. In the early days of opera, the notion was, I mean, this was their movies. But the people in towns, you know, the public didn't just blindly go to an opera thinking, oh, I think I'll be entertained and surprised tonight. They generally knew what the story was about, and they prepared for it. So these days, we don't necessarily do that. Some maybe do. But for a movie, we can, you know, kick our feet up if the theater allows it, and then, you know, enjoy that movie and be surprised by it. But the opera production is something that you, when you prepare for it, it feeds you a little bit more. You really get so much more out of it.
I always recommend to people that they do look it up and at least read the Wikipedia page about the plot.
Yeah, no, really, absolutely, absolutely. And I know a lot of people will say, well, why can't they do it in English? Well, some operas are written in English, and they are stunning and they're beautiful.
Just saw Hansel and Gretel, and it was in English.
Yep, there's a very good English version of that. But when it's written in a foreign language, you're going to miss something beautiful that the composer conceived of, because they weren't necessarily thinking of English when they wrote it. So it's really worth just a tiny little bit of homework. Like you said, Wikipedia. You can even get, what is it, WikiTap or whatever on your phone. Just look it up a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. Even if they have, I was talking to just one of my friends last night about, even if there is super titles or subtitles at the opera, paying too much attention to that can take away from the emotion that
Absolutely.
You could get wrapped up in. And if you know the story, then you can just let the folks on stage take you there.
Absolutely. And again, this kind of entertainment was something that people would go to repeatedly. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily a movie that you would go to and like, well, I checked that off my list. It was so nice to have seen that. This is something that they would go to repeatedly, and one of the reasons that it lasts the test of time, you know, sometimes, in some cases, centuries, these works do, is because the music is timeless, and the composers were amazing dramatists, but each production is going to be different, and each character is going to be a little bit different, because it's going to come through the filter of the singer and the director and all of the coaches. So
you can even have genders, different genders of
oh my gosh, yes,
like Hansel and Gretel, the witch was played by a male
singer. Yeah, sometimes
singer.
That happens, absolutely.
And that was really fun.
Yeah.
And the roles of Hansel and Gretel were both played by women. And
yes.
That was really fun to see. And and so, yeah, there's total different interpretations and productions.
Really?
And so
yes.
Even if you've seen that one production done with a company at one time, it'll be different next time you see it. And
it will.
That's so fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree. Yes. Yes.
And that's probably something that you, as you're teaching what to do with this opera, you probably look at the people you have and how you're going to do it, and it changes how you approach it.
It really does. I do that in the studio all the time. I teach more than opera in the private studio, but I try to look at the person that's in front of me, and I think that probably lots of people do this, and you try to see what this individual is sort of already bringing to that character. Mm-hmm. And if you can capitalize on that, then it will be more genuine, right? If they're just going to follow instructions, move your hand here, it might look a little bit mechanical. But their way, you know, if it comes through them and you can encourage it to happen from their own connection to the music and the text, then it will be more genuine.
Yeah. It's and it just really takes you to a different place when it's done well, too.
Yes.
And this has been really wonderful today so far. So, Janella, you got...
Actually, I would... We talked a little... Chris so graciously talked a little bit about the academia perspective. I thought it would be really nice if I could maybe turn the mic over to Kathy Taylor Yokel, who can tell you what it's like to be here in Fairbanks as a community member, singing in, and also an educator in some way. And so she would just like to give a little perspective on the registrant's take on what we're doing up here with opera.
And Kathy, this is not the first time I have seen you in an opera production. I
that
know
is true.
I have seen you, Kathy Taylor Yokel, on stage with Opera Fairbanks.
Yes, and with Fairbanks Light Opera Theater.
Yes.
And I must admit that 20 years ago, I'm not sure I'd ever heard an entire opera. I'm sure I had very preconceived notions about opera being boring or dull. And I have to say that because I come from such a regular, everyday person's perspective. And what
we
I
all
love,
feel that sometimes.
Right. So what I love about opera, I mean, I love music, but what I love about opera is the emotional intensity. You have a palette of emotions, whether it's joy, love, desire, betrayal, loss, intrigue, mischievous motivations. And I ask a lot of questions of our stage director, you know, why are we doing this? Because I need to know what's motivating my character. And so that, you know, helps us understand when we do the Magic Flute Quintet, we're not just three women standing on stage. We're actually the the workers of this Queen of the Night. And that's why Papageno's scared. And, you know, it's just really wonderful. The coaching is really wonderful here. Nobody, you know, makes you feel bad when you're trying to work on your journey as a singer and a performer. It is, I love this year because I really feel like for the first time, it's a journey for all of us. We're in different places in our journey, and we get some golden nuggets that we can take back with us and use. And I'm super excited about that. So I'm excited about Saturday.
Yeah, tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Davis, this is all culminating into the performance. I think so many of us have felt like, oh, well, opera, that's just very difficult to understand or, you know, really approach. But the more we are exposed to it and the more we really, you know, come see it or experience it through workshops like the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival, the closer we get to it and the, you know, like you said, the understanding of what's going on in the story and the emotions.
But
and
not
the
just
details.
Understanding it, but really what motivates your character to sing a certain way or to really storytell with music and your body. And to translate that, I was. Somebody in this program taught me how to use the recorder on my phone during this session, thank goodness. So I've had my earbuds in constantly, and I was walking my dog last night with my earbuds in, you know, just mentally going through a piece and dancing down the road, you know, with my dog. I didn't know anybody was out running, and all of a sudden I realized I looked really silly. But
that's okay.
I was in the moment in my head. I was really memorizing it all.
That's As great. Kathy talks about her learning and how she was studying, this is Dana mm-hmm. again. One of the things I wanted to make sure we talked about is the fact that I know I signed papers for her for a continuing education credit, and that's also a part of what we do here at the festival. So could you speak about that a little?
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. So Summer Sessions has a great way for certified teachers, and I'm a certified teacher, to earn professional development credit while they're doing something they love to do. And I realized, oh, you know, every 5 years we have to have 6 credits. And I tend to wait till about the 4th or 5th year and then bang out my 6 credits, which means I lose an entire summer. And I saw one of our registrants had her paper, and I went, oh, I need to do that. So I'm getting 2 of my credits done this summer. And this is a plug for all of you music teachers out there and other teachers. This is a great way. Not everyone in our program is a soloist. Some people want to just come sing in the chorus. They've got 2.5 hours in the morning, and they have a great time. And we have a lot of music teachers in our program, and they're getting credit. And I'm getting credit, yay.
Right. You already want to do this, and the fact that you can pick up some of those credits as a music educator, that's really wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the most amazing part is I'm the faculty member who gets to read all those papers at the end of the 2 weeks. Yay! Yay,
yes.
Me! Well, we have some more singing for you.
Great.
Is that all right,
yes,
Miss Lori?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I think I will bring 2 of our out-of-towners to the stage. We have Jerron Darden again and Eric Macias. They are going to be singing a duet from the opera La Boheme by Puccini. It's the Act 4 duet between Marcello and Rodolfo. So both recently single, Marcello and Rodolfo try in vain to forget their heartache. Rodolfo mentions having just seen Musetta, who is Marcello's fiery ex-girlfriend, and Marcello returns the favor by recounting a recent conversation with Rodolfo's former love, Mimi. Each of the men tries casually to dismiss the other's story, but in the end, neither can deny their feelings, and both sing openly of their love for the two women.
Inocupé,
comparilia libre, mi saludo ridendo. Otto, Musetta le dissi, e il cuor non batte, o non lo sento. Grazie al velluto che il copre.
C'ho gusto d'aver, c'ho gusto d'aver.
Lo io lava, ti rodi e ridi.
Non batte bene. Il porvidi,
Musetta,
Mimi,
la vista, oh, guarda,
era in carrozza vestita come una.
regina.
Evviva, ne son contento.
Bugiardo si strugge d'amor.
Lavoriam.
Lavoriam.
Che pena infame!
Che infame pennello!
Gorgeous. Eric Macias, I get that this may not be your first time singing the lead role in an opera.
Well, it kind of is.
Is it?
I've never actually done a whole role, but I've done some here and there, like scenes.
Do you feel like someday that might be in your future?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Me and my teachers, my coaches, we all work very hard, and it's a goal of mine to one day be doing this on stage, actually doing the whole show.
Mm-hmm. And what has been your favorite opera to sing excerpts from so far?
I love doing La Bohème, and it's probably one of my favorites. I've also done the Magic Flute, and I love the Magic Flute. I feel like they're really comfortable, and I like the stories.
Just gorgeous. Your voice
thank you.
Really just carries, and it's very nice already. And so you're doing something right with your coaches and your teachers.
Yes, they work as hard as I do. It doesn't happen one day to another. It's a process, and it's, you have to be patient to get where you want to be, and that's what we've been working on.
Well, thank you for bringing your talents here to the KUAC studios in Alaska Live. It's so great. Hanel.
We have one more segment of music for you, and we are actually going to talk about Candide.
Okay.
Candide is going to be performed with the orchestra tomorrow, part of our program. We have an intensive level, which
and that's
gives,
at 1 o'clock tomorrow at Davis.
Actually, the Candide one is tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the evening under the direction of Robert Franz.
All
so
right.
It's a part of the orchestra concert. So the opera scenes are at 1 o'clock on Saturday. I almost said Saturday morning, but it feels like it. Saturday tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock is our performance with the scenes of the opera registrants, and then select singers that are actually, we have all but one in here that are going to be featured with the symphony. The symphony chorus, actually, the symphony choir of the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival under the direction of Robert Franz. And you know Emerson Eads, naturally, so Emerson is the conductor as well. He preps them and then turns them over to Robert. So they are doing a Candide suite, and that features four of our singers, well, three singers, and our faculty, one of our faculty members in that as the soloist. So Lenita Crawford is going to be singing with them, Jay Jun, Raleigh Bartholomew, and I'm spacing. Elijah! Oh, my word. He belongs to me.
I know Raleigh from, he was here with the UAF choral students during our spring pledge drive.
Yes, yes, yes. So the four of them are going to be singing tomorrow evening with the orchestra. So the music that we're going to be singing today features our lovely Jade Jun. And Jade is right here from Fairbanks. I think husband in the military, right, Jade? And she's going to be singing a song called Glitter and Be Gay. This is quite a challenging piece for this soprano singer. So I'm going to do a little talking so she doesn't have to utter a word. So you will only have to listen to her sing, right? It's a pretty big song. It's like an aria. It's an aria. Lots of agility in the voice, and she handles it quite beautifully. And of course, we want to say thank you again to Dana for playing for us today.
Yes.
And just to mention our other two coaches who aren't here, but they work just as hard, Robert Mills and Lorna Etter.
Mm-hmm.
So without further ado, Jade! I saw her name.
Oh, 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 oh. be rings. Ah, how can the worldly things take the place of honor lost? Can they compensate for my fallen state? Purchase as they were at such an awful cost. Bracelets and lavender ears, can they dry my tears? Can they blind my eyes to shame? Can the brightest brooch shield me from reproach? Can the purest diamond purify my name? And yet, of course, its drink is out in the ring. I'm also glad my sapphire is a star. I rather like the 20 carat silver. If I'm not pure, at least my jewels are.
Speak after that,
She's
Jade?
Passed out.
I would think so. Oh, goodness. That was really amazing. And what a vocal exercise that one is.
Yeah, it really
Lenita,
is.
This
is
Lenita.
You can
speak to her.
Yes. Jade refused to speak.
Yeah, no, I can imagine that that was quite enough of exercising her voice for
it
one
is.
Afternoon.
It is.
She's got to save a little bit before tomorrow, too.
Right.
Yes.
We're going to do one more thing from Candide.
Oh, please do.
I am the old lady, which I'm not so happy about. But anyway, and apparently I only have one buttock because they have eaten my other one to survive.
Oh, no.
Yes, really horrible, isn't it?
So this is a tale of woe.
Yes, for me, it's definitely a tale of woe. So this is the Old Ladies Tango. But I just wanted to say one thing about the festival. I was actually a participant here in 1983. And I moved up here to be with my boyfriend, and then I did the festival and got offered a job in California teaching voice. So the festival can do all kinds of things for you. And then
really
I came back and
opened some doors.
Yes, and then I came back and taught, and now I'm back again to teach. So it's really amazing what we can accomplish. Yeah.
I love
so
that.
I just wanted to say this: it's a great festival.
Mm-hmm.
So this is I'm Easily Assimilated, the Old Ladies Tango. I was not born in Buenos Aires. My father came from Rovo, Gubernia. But now I'm here, I'm dancing a tango. Di-di-di, di-di-di, I am easily assimilated. I am so easily assimilated. I never learned a human language. My father spoke a high middle Polish. In 1/2 hour, I'm talking in Spanish. Por favor, toreador, I am easily assimilated. I am so easily assimilated. It's easy, it's ever so easy.
Spanish. I'm certainly Spanish. And you must be Spanish too, to like the natives do. These days you have to be in the majority to slab yours ruby. Dos rosas que se abren a mí conquistan mi corazón y solo con una canción. Tus labios, rubí, trae cierto tat, tronchichera a mí. Oui, oui, si, si, ay, 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 yes, yes, tada, je ne sais quoi.
Lenita, that took some absolute vocal exercises to do, too. You go from a low range to a high range in that one so quickly.
The hard part is that it's kind of chesty, yeah. And so I'm pushing on my voice a lot, yeah. And that's the hard part. So.
And it has some humor in it, too, which is very fun, and it came out in that
thank you.
In that tune. Thanks so much. Well, it has been such a good time having you here, and the hour just went by just like that.
We were so scared we weren't going to have enough music for you, so I'm so glad that this worked out. Thank you so much for having us and letting us take over your radio show.
Well, it was great to have you here, and thanks to Emily Anderson for setting this up. She set up all three of them with me.
She did. She's a hard worker.
She is. She works for the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival, so I want to thank her, and I want to thank you, Jeanelle, for
coming in with
all of your friends as we build it.
Yes, the friend and colleagues. So again, yes. I'm going to plug it one more time. So Saturday, tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the concert hall is the opera workshop.
Dana, great to have you here. What a wonderful job you did.
I just wanted to say thank you so much to whomever moved the piano. You are a silent wonder. Thank you so much.
I want to thank Adam from the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival and UAF Scene Shop. He's been doing all the heavy lifting, literally getting things here. Thanks.
Thanks, Lori.
Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, strengthening the community through support of the arts.